Dungus is in from Dungus Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Hi, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is. It's really nice out there today.
Yeah, we'll have a variety of seasons this week. We'll call it something resembling summer-ish today and more fall-ish tomorrow with a high only around 50. So
incredible. It's Oklahoma.
There you go. 25, 26 degrees Friday night for high school football.
All right.
getting back to my roots somewhere north of here, where the best thing at the high school stadium was the hot chocolate.
You know? That's right. They'll sell a lot Friday night, I'm sure.
Well, we've got another week, and I'm sure the 2018s are rolling in.
We've got a lot of 2018s. Got the new Camry, a bunch of those. Okay. Not a bunch, man, but we've got a consistent supply of those, and they're coming in almost every day, and that's been a great hit with people. Probably seen it on TV. You really need to check it out. It's not the traditional Camry, kind of a staid and very reliable sedan.
Well, that's the one thing say about the Camry. You knew, I mean, it was going to be stylish, but it was not going to be.
It has all those characteristics, but today it is stylish. I mean, it looks really hot. It looks fast and comfortable and like a luxury vehicle. I mean, it's got a lot of the same design characteristics of a Lexus or something like that. So it's really nice.
Well, that's great. Stop by, take a test drive. Just call for an appointment, 918-333-0900.
Yeah, that's right. Or check it out online on you can get all the information on our website at DungusToyota.com or at DungusChoice.com if you want to check out all the different showrooms.
And I know you've mentioned it before, but I'm still surprised of the number of hours that a typical consumer does online before they ever set foot in the dealership.
It's amazing. We talk to them, of course, every day and through that process. I mean, because they'll call with questions about what they're researching, and people just, it's an amazing thing trying to put together the things. I was working with a salesman yesterday, and he had a call on somebody on incentives on F-150 and wanted to talk about Tundras and F-150s, and just explaining the rebate structures was almost too much to take over the phone. I mean, there's a $2,500 rebate plus $1,000 bonus cash plus another $500 if you finance with Ford, plus there's the American Quarter Horse Association and all these other private things you may qualify for. Mm-hmm. Plus then we need to find out where you live so that we make sure that you're eligible for all that, because if you live in Kansas or something, it might be different.
Everything changes,
And so it's a challenge. That's what leads to it taking so long, really, is that, the incentive structures are complex. Obviously, the vehicles themselves are complicated and have a lot of technology and stuff, and take some time for people to work through what the different trim levels are, how they're combined, and how vehicles are built and produced, and then available for sale. So,
I would think it would be exciting for you every day to meet a new customer and know that you're putting them in a vehicle they're going to enjoy.
You know, that is one of the greatest things about our business, is it's all these someone new and new people every day, and so many different types of people, all walks of life, and it is really car business is really a cross section of America, and it is really a neat thing, because we it's not just selling cars. Of course, you mentioned the oil change. A lot of times, most of our interactions with people are just those, the regular maintenance, and that's what we focus on, obviously, with the 9985 oil change. And just know that's really the thing you need most, is that reliable, consistent service on your vehicle to know you're confident in your vehicle, and it will keep it on the road safe and reliable for you and your family.
Yeah, and then you hearken back to the history, and we were just talking about the first-time purchaser, but it's nice to see that person in for the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth car.
Of course, that's why for over 75 years, that legacy is really important, that we hopefully can build those relationships and maintain them, and that is what makes it work in a town like Bartlesville. Obviously, we're not always going to have new people to sell cars to. I mean, there's only so many people here, and so we want to take care of our customers and keep them.
Absolutely, and you do it through all those things we've already talked about, through Joe and the guys at the body shop, or you talk about getting a great detail or other things that you don't necessarily associate with a new car dealership.
That's right. It's changed so much in the years. I mean, with our focus on maintenance and tires. I mean, we have virtually every brand of tire available. I mean, and we have buy them through the manufacturer, so we get great prices on them and pass that on to our customers. Our price will meet any or beat anybody's price on tires. We have a lifetime guarantee warranty on our brakes that mm-hmm. we sell through Ford. We've got all kinds of great offers and things that make it really a good thing to do your service at the new car dealer, even though that may not be what people think all the time.
And that there are people out there who want to, you know, ask about a lift kit or ask about some other add-on to the vehicle that maybe wasn't even part of the manufacturer's original plan.
Yeah, that is a big deal. I mean, in all types of vehicles, but really trucks and SUVs are where that's really a big deal, whether you're adding electronic stuff to, you know, maybe entertainment systems, but lifts, those kind of things are very popular. Other cosmetic things we can do to trucks, paint fender flares, you know, some lights and stuff like that. People like LED lights and such for ground effects.
Sure.
And there's a lot of cool stuff you can do now, and a lot of people doing that in our market. Yeah.
And still you find time to be interested in what's going on in the community, to be part of what's going on in and around Bartlesville, whether it's your interest in Chef at the Price Tower, which
got that going. We've talked about that on the show, and that is, it's going to be so exciting. We're all at the tower just ready to get him going, but soon we'll be more about that and when he'll be here and how that'll roll out. But pretty soon I think you'll have a whole new experience at the tower.
That'd be great.
Our food.
Okay, well, if in that case, invite your friends in from out of town and invite them to spend the night at the Price Tower in the hotel and find some great fine dining in the process.
That's right. But today I brought some friends with me from K-Life. I've got, this is one of those organizations out in town that I don't know that everybody really knows how special K-Life is and how unique it is, because this isn't something that's everywhere. If you have kids in school, you probably have come in touch with it. And with my children, they've all been involved in K-Life, and it's been a great thing for them. And you guys, I've got Michelle Robertson here. So say hi, Michelle.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. You guys are doing a capital campaign, I know. And I wanted first of all to invite you out to talk about that. So tell us about what's going on at K-Life what's next?
Yeah, we really appreciate that, Brad. Brad and I have, you have two boys with Kimberly, and right. I have two boys with Mark. And those four boys have been a part of K-Life since they were really, really small. And I know that I've talked to Kimberly before, and we just talk about what a blessing it is to our families that we have an organization like this to come along beside us and help us parent our children. Just teenagers are tricky, as you know. Mm-hmm. They kind of stop listening to us as moms and dads. And so it's nice when they have someone that they look up to that is going to feed into them and say to them things that we really want them to hear about faith and about Christ and about what it looks like to be a man, what it looks like to be a woman.
And at the same time, they're growing out of their, the parents' influence, I guess, like you said, and not completely, of course. We're never going to let go, but they have to become their own people, and I do think that's a magical thing that K-Life helps them with.
Part of the mission to begin with.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we want them to be ready when they go to college. We want them to be secure in their faith, secure in who they are, to understand why they believe what they believe in and why it's important to them. So I've got a 20-year-old that's at OSU, and K-Life was just huge and really helped him make that transition from Bartlesville to Stillwater in a really wonderful, wonderful way.
And you've got facilities. So let's go back in time. K-Life has started in Bartlesville when? How long has this been going on?
30 years ago. We're in our 30th year of ministry.
You've got a staff member here with us, too. Let's get him involved in this. So, hi.
Yeah, howdy, Brad. Glad to be here. Thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, it's great. So tell us about the programs, because I know that's really where it all works, where you guys have an influence on them and get people. Kids have a lot of fun at K-Life. That's maybe one of the most important things, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Our program starts when they're in third grade. Okay. So it goes from third to fifth grade. We have a program that meets twice a month on the first and third Friday of the month called Super K. And that is just about 1 hour of running around in chaos and having a lot of fun, being really loud, playing lots of games. We have an amazing staff team that is very talented at putting together great programs and events for kids.
It
and
is then a when wild they get, time.
Yeah, it is a wild time. Yeah, we loved having Bodie and William all out. They were fun, very fun kids.
They like to have fun.
Yes. Yeah, that group of sixth grade boys is awesome that yeah. Bodie runs around with. And then when they get into sixth grade, we have small groups that meet before school in the mornings. And so we have two houses. We're blessed to have two houses right now, one across from Central Middle School, right. One across from the high school. And so they get into sixth grade and they get in small groups with kids of their same gender. And then we pair them with either one of our staff members or some of our amazing volunteer leaders that we have. And that's when real growth and real kind of life change starts to happen, when you have somebody meeting with a small group of people. And these kids can get vulnerable since they're with their friends and with these leaders. And we always open up with a Bible study and time in prayer and play games. And then as they grow, hopefully their relationship with the Lord will grow, and then their relationship with each other and their mentors will grow.
They do make a lot of close friends.
Yeah. That's what's really cool about K-Life is we can have kids that go to all these different churches in town, all these great churches in town and part of these great youth groups. But sometimes their friends might not necessarily go to that same church. And so they're able to have this kind of life group, if you will, or family group, small group of their friends, and someone older there that's just always speaking truth to them and from God's word and pointing them back to the gospel. And so it's a really neat ministry that this town has made possible over the past 30 years through their generosity and just,
And that's leadership. One of the things that's unique, because I didn't ever think about it before I got to Bartlesville, but here I came and I had kids and there it was. But then, realizing that not every place has something like this, I think that's something that's really special. How many K-Lifes are there, and why does it work so well at Bartlesville? That's really the neat thing.
Yeah, right now I think we have about 28 different chapters spread out from Colorado down to Florida. So kind of all across the Midwest and down into Florida. And there's five chapters in Oklahoma, and there's one in Oklahoma City, a new one in Norman, one in Enid, Oklahoma, one in Stillwater, and then the one in Bartlesville. And the thing about Bartlesville that's just really unique is really, and we all know this since we live here, is just the generosity of the people in this community. It's the community that sustains K-Life, and so part of what is going on with this capital campaign is we don't receive any kind of outside funding. So the thing that makes K-Life possible is families and businesses and organizations and churches even in this community that say, hey, we love what this ministry is all about and we want to help them get to where they want to go. Right. And they love to see it. It's now that we're in our 30th year of ministry, we have tons of people that have gone through K-Life. Now they have kids. And so we're starting to see them get back kind involved as an adult.
Multi-generational
thing. Yeah. It's really neat.
And so now you have this vision that the capital campaign you mentioned, you already have some great, nice facilities, but you've got a vision now to really make something special. And that's, again, a great thing. It's one of those things that's special about Bartlesville, that these things even become possible. So tell us, Michelle, about this project.
So the Fortify campaign to Fortify Tomorrow for Bartlesville K-Life is a $3 million campaign, and part of it is capital. I'd say just a little less than two-thirds of it is capitals to improve the facility that we have across from Central Middle School on Delaware Street that has already been remodeled. And the kind of the flagship piece of this will be a brand new activity center on the property directly across from the high school. And now that we have a four-year high school, we recognize that half of those kids can't drive. And so it was really important to us that we find a location within walking distance to the high school that the freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and seniors could really be a part of. And so that's one component of the campaign. But the campaign is also about our annual funding, a long-term maintenance fund. We want to be able to furnish and put equipment into the new buildings and to be able to take care of it over time. We have about 2 acres of property across from the high school.
It's a really nice spot.
It's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's so camp-like with all the trees, and we already have a zip line, an outdoor worship area. We hope to put in like a sand volleyball area. We just want a place where kids can run around, be kids, really express themselves, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So we want to address all aspects of being a kid, being a teenager, and I think that this property gives us a fabulous opportunity to do that. So I mentioned that we're kind of in the closing days. We've got about another 6 months to go in this $3 million campaign, and we're just so honored that the Mabee Foundation in Tulsa has extended to us a challenge grant of $250,000. But to get that, we have to reach our goal.
Right.
And currently, we're a little more than $2.3 million. So we need to raise, under $700,000 between April 11th. And
you've got the big challenge grant. And,
yeah.
You know, I know, I mean, to get that far, you've had to have a lot of generous donors already. And I know many local.
The Lion Foundation, Parsons Family Foundation, Richardson Foundation.
And a lot of Tulsa foundations. And,
yeah, a lot of individuals, in our town that just love
K-Life. Yeah.
And so we thank everyone that's been a part of this campaign. And we would invite anyone listening today that's interested in K-Live and really is hearing what they are doing for the young people of our community, preparing them to go from Bartlesville to school and into work and into their adult lives. This is an incredible organization that really does help kids with that. So go to our website, bartlesville.klive.com. You'll find out everything about the campaign. You'll find out about Bartlesville, K-Life in general. I think it will answer a lot of questions for folks.
There's a great video about the campaign.
Yes.
I recommend people watch that and see the vision kind of coming to life there and what you expect to happen through the Fortify campaign. And anyway, it's really exciting and a great story. And I know it's one that's had a lot of impact on several generations of high school and younger Bartlesville youth. And, you know, again, this is the thing we like to talk about a lot about Bartlesville. There's so many great things like this where people are enriched and enriches our community, and it makes us all so much stronger. And, you know, K-Life is a really neat one, I think. So thank you for what you guys are doing, and not just for my kids, but for everybody else and for our community.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, Brad. Bartlesville, I think, is somewhat unique in the fact that it is a community that really cares about its citizens, young, old, in between. And I think we were a community that really cares about our kids.
Yeah.
We have so many great youth organizations, and K-Life is one of those that I think addresses a spiritual need of kids that you just can't ignore that.
Yeah, no, it has a place. It certainly does. So thank you for all that you do again, and good luck with the rest of the capital campaign. I'm sure you'll get lots of donations after this big radio show. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it a lot. So another great thing going on in Bartlesville, Charlie.
It is. I had the opportunity to talk with them, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. Remember exactly. And outlining all of their hopes and dreams for it. And it's $1 at a time, one donation at a time.
It is. And, you know, that's the way all of this stuff gets done. It starts with a dream, with a vision. And, you know, it's, you know, I mean, 30 years ago with a spark of let's try this. And, you know, you get going, and whether it's, you know, I like the Boys and Girls Club and what they're doing, the great programs they're having, they're building, they're just about to open, and, you know, what they've been able to accomplish, you know, the Y has a great visions for what they'd like to be able to do, and is really impacting all our lives here. I mean, I can think of just organization after organization.
Separate organizations,
theater,
slightly different visions, but all coming together for, some common purposes.
In the arts, for music, for singing, for acting, for, livestock shows, for learn the discipline of learning to raise livestock and all that. I mean, sports. And
getting
all
up
that.
Every
I mean,
morning at whatever time you have to get up and feed them when you really don't want to, and it's cold, too cold outside.
All
and I stayed
year
up last
long
night
for
with homework.
That one
and,
show.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great commitment, and you know, all this works together, and really, I do think makes Bartlesville unique.
It does, and you look at the different organizations that have been successful over the course of the community's history, whether you just trace it through the United Way and all the different organizations there, or all the organizations that are not part of that United Way fund drive that, you know, you start talking about ARF and all the others that are out there.
It's amazing. And, of course, every community has great organizations, but you know, we're just blessed with so many. This is incredible. You know, thank you to all of you out there listening, and it really wouldn't happen if it weren't for Bartlesville's people
and to the different individuals, businesses certainly that step forward. You know, I'm talking with you today, but there are a lot of other businesses that step forward and support the mission of the organization of their choice.
And I think that's the great thing about Bartlesville too, really do it for the right reasons too. And so almost every company here really steps up and does a lot, and because I get involved in the asking too at times, and get asked a lot, and you you know, that Bartlesville's an easy place to ask, because people are open to being asked, and what, you know, it's a great, generous community.
It is. And in your case, you're doing it through the generosity of, so to speak, of your customers who have supported your business for more than 75 years.
That's right. It sure wouldn't happen without our customers, with our great team of people. You know, that's the other thing that we rely on at Dungis is our people, and that, you know, all that ties to these same principles, because we, of course, hire people from our community, and the youth of our community are the people that end up working at Dungis. And so I love that.
You mean
that we can
just
have an impact on that, that we can, when I can hire a tech that I saw a few years ago at a livestock show, or that played on the baseball team, or that was, you know, I heard about from Morris out at Westside, you know, that kind of stuff is really neat.
Well, I thought it was just to get in the Guinness Book of World Records with the baseball team. And I say that with a smile on my face, because I know that's not it. But it's one of those accomplishments that not everybody can have, obviously, you know?
No, and it is. That's the stuff that's really great about our business, is the lives that go through it, and, you know, the generations. And, you know, that's why we got the pictures on the wall in the Toyota service drive, showing the history and the fact that those people are, you know, that made it, you know, that did the work in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, you know, made it possible for us to be here today.
Yeah, and the generations of families that have chosen to buy their automobiles on a regular basis at one place.
That's really critical.
The ranch vehicles that are out there that say Ford or say Toyota or whatever,
That's right, and that's what it is about, right? So, anyway, there are some great deals too. We always
I thought we'd talk about some great deals somewhere along.
Got to do a little bit of business every week. And you mentioned the 18s, but we are closing out the 17s now. Mm-hmm. And it's Halloween, so everything's a little bit spooky. But we've got a 2017 Ford F-150 XLT truck. This one that's $10,450.
You could drive that up to Dewey to Joe Sears' event tonight at the Heritage Theater.
There you go. We've got a Ford Edge 2017 that's almost $7,500 off.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, a Ford Explorer that is $7,500 off. It's a four-wheel drive sport. It's a really great trim level. Just ask the salesman about that. Some of these actually are not online. So, unfortunately, they are what we call FCTP vehicles. They were loaners that we had. They are still new vehicles. Mm-hmm. But the Ford Pro websites won't allow us to put, once they're FCTP, they don't show up online, and we're working on that. But the truth is, we'll show you these cars. They are there. They're incredible deals.
So that's one thing that looking online gets you a lot of information, but the final step is see somebody at the dealership.
I think that's important. You're going to want to test drive the vehicle in all likelihood. Not everybody does anymore. If you're comfortable with the vehicle, sometimes people just come in and pick it up and drive off. Yeah. But truthfully,
my wife's last two cars were Focuses. Guess what she bought? A Focus.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's right. And that's not unlike it. But usually she drives it a little bit before you guys sign up.
Yeah, it was one of those almost foregone conclusions. What color do you want? You
know? No, that's right. And then people are that way. But at the same time, you're going to want to do that. I think people are going to experience it. All the vehicles have a lot of new stuff in them, and so there's a lot of different choices.
Yeah.
So you want to come check those out, and these great deals. There's still great interest rates and great leasing opportunities. Toyota's got an incredible lease on a 2017 Camry, where you can get one for only $199 a month for 36 months. We've got the all-new CHR in Toyota, the little small crossover vehicle that's really great. And, of course, at Dungis, too, one of our unique things is every new vehicle comes with a complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Mm-hmm. This is a nationwide warranty. In other words, you don't have to just... It's not just good at Dungis. It's good all over the country at any ASC certified technician. It comes with trip interruption, roadside assistance, and tire hazard. And that's a complimentary gift to you just for purchasing your new vehicle at Dungis.
Right on top of the Toyota Care on that brand new Toyota.
On top of the Toyota Care and the 995 oil changes. And everything else we talked about.
Well, that's great. And it's just so, I think that's the number of services, add-ons, however you want to look at it, that are available for your customers, whether you're talking about tires for life, whether you're talking about pre-buying some of your maintenance needs, some of the other things that you offer. It just makes that service after the sale continue a little bit longer. You know?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why we do so well with that is because of we're focused on that service experience and the service relationship really with our customers and the value through that and making it affordable and we're doing that with volume and expecting to be the best at it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This time of year, I want to at least mention with the temperatures getting down to the 20s a couple of times this week, I would imagine you're going to see some low tire pressure lights.
We've been having quite a few of those already. Yeah, it's a big thing. People with the tire pressure indicators in their cars these days, with temperature change, you can get the air pressure can change. So a lot of times it's really nothing to be concerned about, but you do need to check it out if the light comes on. You never know when it could be something that's going to cause you to have a flat. Mm-hmm. So we need to check that out, and we can do that pretty quickly and reset those. If you want to try to prevent that, if you're having it a lot, there is a product we can put in the tires where we replace the traditional air in your tires with nitrogen, and that's a bit more stable and often doesn't have the temperature fluctuation changes. And we typically put that on all our vehicles and on the lot. Just because we don't drive them all that much, and you want the tire to stay perfectly inflated, and we try to move them around.
And this would be a good time to make an appointment to get in and let Enrique have a little bit of time
detail,
with your car too.
Good stuff. Good time to look at things like windshield wipers. Make sure your brakes and tires are in great shape going into winter. You want tires are critical in winter for winter driving.
Yeah, I mean, we step on the brakes, but it's the traction on the tire that actually starts the car,
stops the car and starts you going, and has to have that traction, yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks again to Michelle and
Thank you.
Team from K-Life. I'm so glad you guys came in and would hear about your stuff going on this year. And I know the kids are out there having fun and, got a big... event coming. Bodie's real excited about the surprise.
If somebody wants to give, I mean, we've talked all around giving, but I don't think we've actually said how does somebody get plugged in to make a gift of $5 or $5,000.
Yeah. So just like Michelle said earlier, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleKLife.com. If you just Google Bartlesville K-Life, don't even have to put it in the URL and everything. It'll come up online and just click on the link. And then there's a section that says donate. And you can do it all online right there. Or you can mail us checks to our house. So we can, either way, whatever is best for you. We got plenty of different ways that you can give and get involved. Yeah, we have a P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box 3994, Bartlesville, Oklahoma 74006 is our P.O. Box number. And you can mail stuff in there.
And that's Car Talk on a Thursday morning. We'll do it again next Thursday morning with Brad Dungis right here.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.